Welcome to Lugano Speakers Uniting Online Church on the first Sunday after Pentecost, which is 7th of June 2020. I'm Irun Kim, the minister of LPUC. Later in the service, Lin is going to read the Bible and Lori to lead prayers for others. Today is Trinity Sunday, a day when we celebrate the different ways we experience God in and around us. In fact, Trinity Sunday isn't very big in the seasons of the Christian calendar. I would say that the Trinity is a mystery. Today, we may recognize that our God has made himself known to us through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He reveals himself in three forms, one God, yet three in one. As we celebrate the mystery of Trinity, let me light this Trinity candle. I would say Trinity candle because there are three wicks. And I'm going to light this candle today. This candle reminds us of God's presence with us. In this space, we hear stories about God and God's people. In this space, we know God's Spirit is with us. When you explain the Trinity, I guess the best way is to use a metaphor. And today I'm going to tell you a kid's story called The Blind Man and the Elephant. This old story might give us a glimpse of insight about the mystery of Trinity. There are blind people who learned about an elephant by touching it. The one who touched one of the legs thought an elephant is like a tree. The one who caught hold of the trunk decided an elephant is like a snake. The one who touched a tail thought an elephant is a rope. And the other one who climbed the ladder up and placed his hand upon his side and the elephant is a wall and so on. If those blind men talked to each other about what each one had learned about the elephant rather than insisted only what they knew about the elephant was true, they would learn a lot more. Likewise, if we talk about all the different things we know about God, we will learn more about God than we will insist that only what we know is true. What we learn here is, God is so big that none of us will ever know all about God. But we can keep exploring God. We can read the Bible, we can pray, and we can talk, and we can walk with others at church. So this is a story about the mystery of Trinity. Okay, let us worship God by singing the first song, My God is so big. Today I have a few announcements. Firstly, just after the June Church Council meeting Tuesday this week, the Uniting Church Synod provides the so-called the roadmap to returning to safe gatherings. In fact, there are lots of requirements for returning to church, worship gathering, and other church activities. So Church Council is going to meet again this coming Tuesday to make a plan for recommencing church gatherings and activities. So all those outcomes of when and how we meet again in person will be announced. Secondly, there will be another virtual morning tea today around 11:15, quarter past 11 after online church. And if you are looking for a faith community to belong, please let me know via email or phone on the bottom of the screen. Lastly, there are a few birthdays among LPUC members last week. Valerie and on the 1st, Adam on the 2nd, and Lisa on the 6th. So happy birthday to Val, Adam, and Lisa. Hope you had a great celebration with your family.
Today's first Bible reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 to 14. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All God's people here send their greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The second reading is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Amen."
Today is Trinity Sunday. This is a day that has been celebrated in the Christian Church since 10th century. It is on this occasion that ministers around the world address themselves to the subject of the triune God. One God, yet three in one, the blessed and eternal Trinity. In the Gospel reading today, Jesus gave us a broad and sound base on which to build our lives and our relationships. See verses 19 and 20. It says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Jesus was at one with the Father and one with the Holy Spirit. I read a story about a man who argued with his Christian friend, said, You Christians are wrong. The Trinity is bound to be false. 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 3, and 3 cannot equal 1, and 1 cannot equal 3. It is mathematically impossible. In fact, he missed the point. The Trinity is not a mathematical formula. It is a way of understanding God. One invisible God, made historically visible in Jesus Christ, made everlastingly intimate and available and presently powerful through the Holy Spirit. God the Father is in charge of our life. The Christ is to tell us inwardly what to do. The Holy Spirit is to empower us, to enable us to do it. The Trinity is to be understood with living reality, not mathematics. Understood in the full meaning of life and its relationships. Someone may ask, what is the logical explanation of the Trinity? Can an ordinary person understand it? The answer is yes. You can understand the mystery of God sufficiently to live in its strength, but totally to be shown or proven, no. The loving, living mystery is always there. There is always more. Then the question comes, must a person believe in the Trinity to be a Christian? The answer is no. However, there are some essentials here that all Christians must grasp. We Christians believe in God the Father, the Creator, the central reality in all the universe, the essential center of life and love and destiny. We Christians believe in Christ, the Son of God, the human revelation of God, God taking our immorality upon Himself, the redeeming love of God made visible, God revealing to us the eternal meaning of life in the visible resurrection of Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, God's living Spirit identified in Christ, who is present and active in the world, in persons, in groups in history, at all times and in all places. Yes, it is necessary to believe this in your own understanding and be committed to this to be a Christian. The Trinity pinpoints three different revelations, pictures, experiences of reality of the one living God. There is a simple illustration that is helpful. Water is water, and water has reality and functions of its own. Steam is water, but it is heated and has become vapor. It has reality and functions in this state. Ice is water, but it is frozen and therefore solid, and it has reality and certain functions in this state. Three in one. It is all water, but in three different functional forms. This is a kind of physical trinity. Or put it another way, God the Father, the Creator, commands obedience by the fact of creation. Christ the Son, the human involvement of God, reveals redemption by the fact of love. The Holy Spirit supplies the power and the guidance to be by the fact of indwelling. People may then have so many questions about the concept of the Trinity. One of the questions is this. Such a statement as Jesus was a man and also the Son of God are hard to comprehend. Jesus being very God, very man, confuses me. I would answer, remember, these are not mathematical concepts. Look at it quietly and you will begin to see meaning. Jesus was full man, real man as we are. He was born, was tempted, was hungry, was lonely, cried, slept, suffered, and died. He walked straight through life, sidestepping nothing that we have to face. But beyond his humanity, we see much more. His spirit was fully the Spirit of God. His love was God loving. His healing was God healing. His forgiveness was God forgiving. In his suffering, God was suffering. In his dying, God was dying and truly paying the price of our immorality. In his resurrection, God was rising and repossessing His creation forevermore. God was acting upon the world's needs in Jesus Christ. What Jesus said and did was a true revelation of God's very God and very man fits. The threefold concept of God may be just what the struggling youth of the world need in their search for meaning. Where are we going? Why do we live and die? Could God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit cast some real light on these basic questions? God the Father, the basic creative reality at the heart of the universe. Jesus the Son, God's revelation of Himself in terms of our life on earth. Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, indwelling persons all over the world for the healing of our brokenness and the building of a bright new world of just, caring, and creative human relationships. In the understanding of the Trinity, God wraps us up in saving, sustaining truth and power. When we deny by our living the fact that we are created beings, then life relationship collapse. Francis Schaeffer speaks of the creation principle in one of his books. He says that if we recognize the fact that we are created and that there is a creator, then we know who we are. We are children of God. And we begin to know what God is calling us to be. In that call, we are identified and unified and our life moves with purpose. On the second count, when we accept the fact that we are created by God and that He has an overall purpose for us, there all groups of people have a common ground on which they can meet and walk through their differences. This is what Jesus had in mind in His concept of the kingdom of God. On the third count, when we accept the creation principle that people are created by God for a purpose, nature is created by God for our intertwining purposes, people and nature begin to live together in a creative rhythm. By this principle, we see that God the Father begins to answer some basic and pressing problems of life. Who am I? How do I relate to others? How do I relate to our universe? The power and the glory. We are just beginning to glimpse His power in the mysteries of the world. God the Son, who by the power of God handled the things of this universe with the authority of God, as He says in today's Gospel reading in Matthew 28:19-20. Christianity is our understanding of God and the meaning of life through Jesus Christ, Son of God, Son of Man. And there is a moving of the Holy Spirit all over the world. This action of the Spirit of God is still changing people, still changing nations, still changing the world, still giving peace and joy and healing. At times we recognize His presence in times of change, but the Holy Spirit doesn't come only in times of emergency. He comes in times of joy, in times of quietness. He comes when we are yearning. He comes unexpectedly. He comes when we need Him, when we are open to Him. In this we are convinced that God is not distant, nor removed, nor unconcerned, but living now, here, aware and present, still building His kingdom, still shaping His history, still guiding and empowering individuals. Today we learned that the Trinity is a mystery as our God reveals Himself in three forms through the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. We learned that Christianity is our understanding of God and the meaning of life through Jesus Christ. When we recognize and accept the fact that we are created, we know who we are. We know what God is calling us to be, the purpose of our life. In the Gospel reading today, we can find what God is calling us to be, the purpose of our life. That is to go and teach all the nations everyone to know, to understand, and to follow everything Jesus has commanded us. What did Jesus command us? He commands us to love the Lord your God, our God, with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. And in today's epistle reading, Paul points out what God is calling us to be. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. As we live in peace and love our neighbors, the God of love and God of peace will be always with us. This is the message for all of us who have been heartbreaking watching and listening to the news this past week about the painful racial divide in America. And also knowing that here in our nation, much still needs to be done to overcome racism and respectful relationships across our differences. As we celebrate this Trinity Sunday, we remember God made all people in His image and everyone matters to Him. We remember Jesus came to save all people and invite us into God's family that has no favorites. And the Holy Spirit unites us in love so we can value the gifts of everyone. Amen.
Hello, my name is Laurie. Let's spend a moment talking to God. Dear God, when we look at the stars in a clear night sky, we are reminded of how immense your creation is. You know even when a sparrow falls to the ground. You care so much about everything and everyone. Thank you, God, that we can talk to you at any time. Thank you that you always listen to us and that you respond to all our prayers, even when we don't think that you are there. Thank you for the many good things in our lives. Please help us to remember that you are still with us during the difficult times. We pray for our families and our loved ones. We pray for our neighbours and our local community. We pray for New South Wales and we pray for Australia. We pray for those who are experiencing particular difficulties and sufferings at this time. We acknowledge that we have often turned our back on you and chosen to go our own way. We know that we have often treated other people poorly. Please forgive us for the wrong things in our lives. Please renew our hearts and our spirits. Dear God, from this moment forward, please help us to hear and to respond to your voice as you speak to us through words and through silences, through companionship and through solitude, through the everyday activities of life and through nature. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I see the stars.
This is an end of today's online church. If you are willing to get connected with us or simply having any question or inquiry, please contact me via email and or a phone on the bottom of the screen. Now as we conclude the service, we may say to each other, go in peace. God loves you and I love you. This may be done by going around the circle or with each member of the family saying it to every other member of the family. So saying together, go in peace. God loves you and I love you. If you are alone to watch this online church, then you may say yourself, go in peace. God loves me. I love you, God. Thank you for your participation online church today, and also thank you for all those people who took part of this online church at the front, at the back, and seen and unseen. Thank you. I hope you have a very blessed day and week. See you next week.
Got no worries, got no woes, feeling happy, that's me.